Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You want to know why this country is so shot, why we have so many problems? A lot of it is the mainstream media. And so many people in the mainstream media aren't even government agents. They just buy into the whole false system. Or even if they're starting to wake up, they know it's not kosher to ask serious questions. Like, they're going to have a press conference, which I'm told you got to jump through about 14 flaming hoops to get into at 3:30 today. It's one of the few public things during this two-day American Union. I mean, you ought to see the symbol on the government, on the state of Texas website. It's a star, half Mexico, half Texas. And they've got the Mexican governors, and they got Homeland Security Director Ridge and Schwarzenegger and a bunch of other border governors there. And they're going to have a bunch of secret meetings. They admit totally closed to the public and the press at the Driscoll five-star hotel right down the street. And, you know, and I'm sitting here going, well, I mean, I got KLBJ press passes. I've got our own press passes. I've seen how it doesn't matter, folks. You can have congressional press passes, and they'll act like they're toilet paper if they don't like you. And I'm like, should I go down there when I want to spend some time with my family before I get on an airplane tomorrow to go to Dallas so I can go stand there at a press conference and go, why don't you talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership openly calling for erasing our borders and how the Yes Worker program is blank an amnesty? And then even if Schwarzenegger or any of these congenital liars even answers my question, there'll be probably 100 reporters there, probably more than 100, probably 50 news cameras, 20, 30 radio stations. There'll probably be 150 reporters there and something this big at the Capitol. And if I can even shout a question out, if I'm even able to, they'll just lie. They'll just, well, that's no such thing exists. I mean, you know, or, well, that'll keep us safe, or, you know, that's my point, that these things are so staged. And so they'll sit up there and lie. The reporters will do zero research. You can go in 5 minutes to the SPP.gov website. You can find out every major road will be a toll road in the country, every major highway, transponders in all the cars, Mexican government running major areas of the U.S., our government running things down there, regional governments with the people having no power, no effect. And the Statesman should be writing on this. The Dallas Morning News, you know, there'll be the New York Times there. There'll be everybody will be there. CNN, Fox, ABC Nightly News, and there will be no real questions. None. And if I go down there, it is a snowball chance in Hades that any of it will end up being on the news. But see, that doesn't matter now. 5 years ago, I would have gone down there. I really don't think I'm going to go down there. I'll probably end up, I should have gone to confront Keene. I sent people, and it was pretty good stuff came out. But he was just lying through his teeth when he came to town. And again, I'd been out of town for a week. I hadn't seen my family. I got up early that morning coming on the radio show, and I said, no, I'm going to see my children. So I didn't go confront Keene. I probably should go down there, or I should probably send somebody from this office, but you'll have to be rude. You'll have to, let me tell you how it works. When there's a bunch of reporters, they will try to push you out of the way. They'll try to shout you down. It's like 50 sharks trying to eat one minnow. And they'll all be asking their stupid questions, and they will run out the clock in the 30-minute press conference. Each governor will talk about 5 minutes, probably about six questions will get asked. But the reason I probably should go is just because it'll look good on the internet, me asking a real question. And by look good, a bunch of people will watch it, a few million people will watch it, and then they'll hear about SPP and go check it out. Because see, now we've got our own media now. And you are the people that can make it get even bigger. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Chris, Ed, Chris, Christina, others, we're going to get to you. I'm just going to have our illustrious guest on for a single segment because I've... No, he's busy, and I've got a lot of news I've got to cover. Before we go to Afiz Ahmed, joining us from London, author, lecturer, heads up a think tank, studying a lot of key issues. Before we do that, let me just get back to activism. The only reason I should go down with Schwarzenegger and, Michael Chertoff, we've got an open Israeli citizen running our Homeland Security. Again, Schwarzenegger's Austrian, all these foreigners ruling us. The Bible says when you're cursed, that'll happen, by the way. You will be ruled. You'll be taken into foreign captivity. Whoever said you'd be taken to another country, though, is because the only reason I should go down there is because it would look good on the Internet. And by look good, they're down there setting up their American Union. I could bring up those key questions and then show them not answer them or show them lie about it and then show the documents. It's just at a certain point, I don't even want to be around these cockroaches. I can sit here and do radio interviews all day long and reach tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions per show and wake up all these people and make films and have websites and effectively battle them. You know, 5 years ago, we would have had to go down there because the alternative media wasn't big enough. Now, the alternative media is getting bigger than the mainstream media, and the key is racing to wake the general public up. Racing to fight the globalists. racing to expose what they're doing. I've read over this new border security plan. It's blanket total amnesty. The Americas, from Mexico to Canada, will all merge into one. One ID card. It's on the official government websites. Bush signed the agreement with the president of Mexico himself and the prime minister of Canada last year, Paul Martin. And they're finalizing it. And the stupid media, most of them are just ignorant, will be there asking dumb questions. They even have a PR firm that's handling all of it with suggested questions, with some fake agenda they've put out. But 98% of the two-day meeting, I don't know if it's 98%. There is an hour of press conference in the 2 days. 30 minutes today, 30 minutes tomorrow. So what is that out of 12 hours of meetings each day? What is an hour out of 24? So I guess it's 1/24. There you go. Of it. I just. Listen, I don't enjoy going and grandstanding and asking real questions and getting on the news. In fact, I'm not going. I'm not going down there, and they can just sit over there. I don't like getting around these people. You understand? It actually hurts my soul, folks. It's gotten to the point now where I don't like getting around them. Because this stuff just rises up in me, and then later I'm drained. I don't like the effort of getting around them. And I'm not retreating. I'm hurting them all over the place, folks. I'm all over radio and TV. I'm all over the internet, crushing the enemy with your help. And I'm telling you, hurt them. I want to bring down the New World Order. Hurt their frauds. Hurt their lies. Hurt their political paradigm. Get my new film, Terror Storm. Go buy a DVD burner. And it's a DVD 9. Just tell them when you're buying it you want the blanks. It'll copy DVD 9s. And just aggressively make 5 copies. It takes 20 minutes or so to make each copy. Just aggressively, while you're sitting there watching TV or reading a book, just be popping them in aggressively. Okay? Let's hurt them. And I want you to get them, and I want you all to make copies, and I want you to keep making copies, and just keep making copies and copies and copies and copies, and just get them out to everyone, and that's going to have a lot bigger effect than me having to go down there and be around these people. I don't know, though. I may go down there to the press conference. I was just talking to my wife during the break. She's listening to the show, and she's going, you need to go down there. That's what Alex Jones does. That's what people like that you do. Well, I don't like it. I don't like having to go confront the Bilderbergs and being grabbed and put in a holding tank for 15 hours. I don't like people sneaking around, following me around. I don't like having to look at our Israeli national ruler, Benjamin Chertoff, excuse me, Michael Chertoff. I think of Benjamin as family member writing hit pieces on me for Popular Mechanics. I don't want to be around the foreign national Schwarzenegger. I've already been around him at the RNC. I mean, having to be around these actual demons, folks, these princes and principalities, I mean, I do not enjoy it. I'll march into their throne rooms when I have to, but if it isn't going to do much, I just as much not do it. And I'm here just having a struggle with myself on air. Nafees Ahmed, is he still there? I'm sorry I have to listen while I babble, but I'm in a really reflective mood today. Nafees Ahmed, are you there?
I'm still here, Alex.
What do you think about the little psychological struggle I'm having with myself right now?
Well, kind of, you know, I empathize with you, man, because this is what we're all going through. When we have to sit there and we have to actually deal with these people directly, it's not a nice experience, so I sympathize with you.
So you've had to be around these creatures?
You know, to tell you what, I mean, tell you the truth, I mean, I'm glad I don't have to do what you have to do, Alex.
Well, it's not a fun job. I mean, I want people to know that. And I never talk about myself on air. I never whine. I'm not whining. I'm sorry, Nafees. You're joining us because you just wrote a book about the 7/7 bombings and government connections and false flag attacks. Now you've got a big paper out today concerning a lot of evidence. It's the same old provocateur staged event where they bust a bunch of patsies. Tell us about it.
Well, we've all been watching the news about this so-called terror plot that's been going on, and pretty important stuff, so I thought I'd analyze it. I guess, like most of us, had the same suspicions that this must be another fabricated thing, and wasn't surprised entirely to find out that actually it's all been leaking out. They just haven't been able to stop the leaks. There's been British security sources saying that there was no imminent plot. In fact, we didn't have have any evidence, they're saying. This is what they've been saying on NBC News, in The Independent over here.
Oh, it's all over the news that it's fake. We've got British ambassadors saying it.
Yeah, Craig Murray did a couple of interesting articles where he, just at face value, looked at the whole thing and said, this just looks like what we saw before with the ricin plot, where there was no ricin and there was no plot. And in fact, much the same thing's happened here. The key guy, Rashid Rauf, who's been described as the Al-Qaeda paymaster terror facilitator, he's actually been tortured, according to Pakistani sources, which is exactly the same that happened with the ricin thing. There was a guy in Algeria tortured by Algerian security services, and that was what was the basis for all these claims. So the same pattern is there. We have a tortured informant. We've got, there was no plot at all. There was no evidence. In fact, the British said they didn't even want to arrest this guy. They said they didn't. It was the Bush administration was pressuring them to make the arrest.
And that came out in the major publications here.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we know that this network that was apprehended, in fact, they were under surveillance for more than a year, but they were penetrated by multiple secret services. We had the CIA, which initiated the whole operation. We had MI6, apparently, according to CNN, citing government sources, they said that the British had a deep undercover MI6 operative in there. And we also had the Pakistani ISI inside this group. So we had three intelligence agencies involved in there, which really raises interesting questions about what the hell was going on here. And I think we need to go back to what we've been hearing about this, you know, the P2OG group. I did an article on this. Thought I would bring it. I think it's relevant to go back and see what the hell is this strategy that came out. There was a couple of publications, the Los Angeles Times, a couple of other things, which noticed that the Defense Science Board, the Pentagon Advisory Group, proposed to Dick Cheney that they set up this P2OG, which is basically a special operations group designed to what they described as stimulate reactions amongst terrorist groups, which is quite interesting because, in fact, I don't think this is a particularly new phenomenon, but it's probably one of the first times that it's come out so openly that this is what they're interested in doing. And Samuel Hirsch did a piece in The New Yorker where he actually confirmed that this plan was actually active. One of the officials in the Bush administration said to him that, yeah, we're going to recruit locals and we're going to try and get them involved in terrorist activities. So it seems to me that this is exactly what has happened in this case. This is a clear kind of false flag operation here.
Yeah, we have Pentagon documents with a $6 billion plus dollar, what is it, $6.3 billion. That's $6.3 billion a year to fund going out and creating real terror groups so we can then attack them and have a pretext to invade. I mean, that was in UPI, Associated Press, New Yorker Magazine, what, 4 years ago, and we know they're out doing it, and it's the same. I mean, take the example of Miami, black Rastafarian street kids. They pay them $50,000 and $20,000 more to finally get two of them to swear allegiance to Al-Qaeda for another $5,000. They had no weapons, no nothing. They were total just basket case idiots. And then this is the big national threat. They were going to blow everything up. I mean, it's just over and over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's now become a very familiar pattern. We've had this with, you know, they find a couple of guys, they pay them off. Even William Blum actually said this. That was very interesting because William Blum is kind of he's a conventional leftist kind of writer. He's written a lot of good stuff about covert operations.
But he's mainstream.
He hasn't said very much about inside jobs and things like that, but he had an interesting comment on this. He said, well, basically what you do, you get a group of guys together. They might be a bit angry about stuff that the government has done. Once you find them, you stick in an agent provocateur, hand out some money, start provoking them, giving them ideas, giving them the tools, giving them the know-how. Before you know it, you move in and you say, look, we've got some terrorists here. And this is exactly, I think, I think William Blum...
Now, Fiza, man, I want to talk about your new book, and I want to plug the new article you've written. We've got links to it on InfoWars.com. One more segment with you, and then callers, I'm going to go to your calls and get into a bunch of other news as well about, well, what sodium fluoride's doing to the children, mainstream news, major study about cancer, and a lot more. So stay with us, Nafisa Med. One final segment with you. I want to find out more about this. Look, we saw this over and over again here in the U.S., what he's talking about.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Nafees Ahmed is our guest, graciously spending time with us. Nafees, I didn't introduce you properly. Tell folks about some of the websites where people can read your great writing and about the new book you just put out.
Well, my new book is called The London Bombings, an Independent Inquiry. It's coming out in the States in October. And my previous book is called, I've done a couple of books, but my other book was The War on Truth, which is specifically about kind of 9/11 and international terrorism. And I write regularly. My blog is nafees.blogspot.com. And you can catch my other stuff elsewhere as well.
And we've got links to all that right now on Infowars.com in the guest section. Well, just in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, I mean, when this first happened back on the 12th, when this alert got issued, 2.5 weeks ago, I went on air and I said, watch, it'll be patsies, there'll be no weapons, it'll be Pakistan and British and U.S. intelligence all over it. They'll would have grabbed stuff off message boards and hyped it up. There'll be no real threat, and you'll find out the White House had some meeting and said release this new terror threat. Only because we've seen this about 50-something times, and it was exactly what, I mean, it's not hard, Nafees. Frankly, yeah. Our job's not that hard, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, the footprints are everywhere. We've seen this happen so many times. We've had... I mean, in the States especially, there's been so many, high alerts. And every single time, we've even had Tom Ridge come out now and say, well, actually, these alerts went out and they were done so on the flimsiest of evidence. And a lot of the times I was overruled and I didn't want to send out these alerts. So, I mean, when you have someone like Tom Ridge, who used to be the Homeland Security Department, saying this, then you really know that this fear-mongering is, you know, these are not based on intelligence. These are based on, you know, political decisions that are very much designed to keep the population in a state where they can be much more easily controlled.
Well, yeah. In fact, that's the old real textbook definition of terrorism. I always paraphrase it. I ought to go pull up the old definition. They've now changed it to political influence and misdemeanors, and you know I've got U.S. code, and you know, it's in Section 802 of the Patriot Act, you know, the new change. But in the past, it said threatening violence or carrying out violence to push a group or country to follow your political or socioeconomic goals. So
yeah.
The government constantly going, give up your rights or they'll get you, they'll get you, they'll get you. I mean, that is terrorism.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, certainly you remember Ari Fleischer before he left 3 years ago. They said, what is this terror alert about? And he said, well, it's about the political stuff that just came out. It's for political reasons. Why do you think Fleischer, did he slip up or was he having a pang of conscience? Why did he say that?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't aware of that, actually. So, I mean, that strikes me as rather odd. But, I mean, it seems to me that this is, I mean, these guys... They put forward this error that they know exactly what they're doing, but actually these guys, they are, you know, they're not intelligent people. These people are basically stupid, you know, and they're fundamentally stupid because their system is on its way out. And if they had any sense, they would have said, okay, the system's on its way out. Let's go quietly. Let's let the people have their freedom, and let's just call it a day. But instead, they're absolutely desperate. They're definitely trying to keep control of power. I mean, what's happening in the Middle East, for example, at the same time that this terror alert, this latest terror alert went off, just shows exactly what the situation is.
Well, Israel's now saying they may go ahead and attack Iran.
Absolutely. And, you know, if that happens, it's going to be absolute disaster. And this administration and the people behind it, they think that they can actually gain something from it. I mean, the truth is, they won't be able to do that. I mean, they can dream on as much as they like, and they can dream on about having their global police state, but it's not going to work, you know. So it really seems to me that these people are really desperate, which is why they're pulling off these kind of things. And in fact, I think for us, we have an opportunity at this time of crisis to really get out there and spread the message.
Well, I agree.
We'll be receptive.
Well, what's happening in the next few months, in the next year, is going to, you know, be more important for our future history than anything in really the last 100 years. We're at a critical point right now. In the last minute we have, Nafees, what do you see happening in the next few months?
The next few months, I mean, it's difficult to predict. I mean, there could very well be a war in Iran in the next few months. At least that's what I've heard. That's what some credible sources have said. These things could always change, but I think certainly in the next few months you're looking at possible major developments in the Middle East combined with, I've actually heard a financial analyst is saying that by 2008, at latest, we're going to have a collapse of the banking system. And, we're really looking at some serious, you know, crap hitting us very, very soon. So in view of that, the elites are basically going to be trying to think of ways that they can really kind of get a control of things before these kind of crises really hit us. And that's what we need to look out for.
You're right. A massive war at a certain level would be a smokescreen for that economic correction. Nafees Ahmed, we'll talk to you soon again. Great reportage as always. God bless.
Thanks, Alex. Cheers.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
We don't need no education.
You know, I just got to tell you the story. And I'm going to tell it and I don't care. I'm down today a little bit. And I'm not a person that gets down a lot. When I see what CPS and others are doing, that kind of stuff really gets me down with these innocent families out there, just how evil they are. Just amazes me. But nice little things always happen whenever I'm down. And listen, I don't deserve anything. So I don't deserve anything special for what I do. I'm doing my duty. I'm fighting evil. I'm trying to protect myself and my family. I see a threat to my country. I'm just doing my duty. But it made me feel good a few months ago when I signed mimeographed piece of art done by Kurt Vonnegut, who I know is a listener and seen my films. I never bugged him. Kurt Vonnegut, the only living literary legend, that's what he's billed as by the media. Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five, all of it, sent me a little piece of artwork he did. You know, said to Alex, and it was a painting of a bird cage with the door open and the bird being gone. Free bird. And then today, my wife calls up and says, I just got a package from Charlie Sheen. You want me to open this for you? I said, yeah, go ahead and open the package from Charlie Sheen. And he gave me, this was the first big movie he was in. I know it means a lot to him. I'd never seen it, never asked for it when I've been in his house a few times. He gave me the jacket, the leather bomber jacket he wears in Red Dawn. The only thing I don't like is I'm too big to wear it. I mean, Charlie's 5'10 like I am, but he's not chubby. I wish I could lose about 80 pounds, I guess, and wear it. But I don't know why I'm telling this on the air. I never talk about private stuff, but he didn't say don't tell anybody. I'm just so blown away by that. It's just amazing. us Patriots love that movie Red Dawn, and it's kind of an iconoclastic. That's not the right word. It is a icon film and icon in that genre. And so now I've got the Charlie Sheen's bomber jacket from Red Dawn. I haven't even gotten home yet to see it. But, you know, those are the nice little rewards that come along the way for doing the right thing. I've been sent other stuff by neat people. But I tell you what means more than that is beating legislation like transponders and all the inspection stickers last year because you, the listeners, got on board and fought it. Or when the government's going to take a farm or ranch from some poor family and we fight them and beat them because of you, that is worth more than all the gold in the hills. But I tell you, the losses and the defeats are harder. Harder to deal with than anything in my life. To see the government being hijacked by complete criminals, and to witness them over and over and over again being able to get away with all these horrors makes my blood boil. It's also very frustrating to know we can beat these people. Now, I'm not a supporter of the Ayatollah Khomeini. A lot of evidence shows that he was probably a government operative for the globalists. But there have been cases in the Middle East and other areas in the last 50 years where audio cassettes or mimeograph papers, better example, is the little mini printing presses they used in the 10 years before 1776, when this country's journey towards liberty began. To know that it all started with the government controlled and owned and dominated and had their minions and their governors in control of all the big newspapers to spew their propaganda. The people didn't believe it. The people stopped trusting it, and they greedily got their hands on the committees of correspondence newspapers, little 2- and 3-page folded hand-cranked printing presses, people in basements and attics making them, knowing they'd be arrested and killed if they were found with them. We have more freedom than they did then. We have more of a chance to beat these people. We have much better tools. So I'm telling you right now, write your own great news articles. Get my film, Martial Law. Get Terror Storm. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Put them in the DVD burner and militarily defend this country against the enemies of this country, against the foreign usurpers. People like Chertoff and Schwarzenegger and Gonzalez and the rest of them. Let me tell you something, folks. When I finish a new film and I'm exhausted and I'm tired, I've done the best job I can. I never even have time for a celebration because I move on to the next project, the next 10 projects. But I tell you, it feels good. And I thank God, you know, when I finished Terror Storm, I finished the extras and had that DVD, and when it came in, and when 5,000 of those suckers came in and got dropped down on my office floor on a big pallet, another 5,000 came the next day, and I looked at them, those big stacks out there I'm looking at right through my studio window right now, I see freedom, and I see weapons, and I see InfoWar, and I see exposing these murderers, carried out these attacks, and I see life-saving little life preservers, I see little nanotech weapons, because in the InfoWar, they are nanotech. What is nanotech? It's self-replicating, self-building, exponential drivers, factories, engines. And so, a DVD with that digital data that can be copied millions of times per DVD is nanotech. Given it a new definition, but that's, I brought something new to the definitions of nanotech, but it really is, if you look at it, it is. What, you know, when we uploaded Terror Storm for free onto the web, it's free. It's free right now. Unfortunately, all the other free copies people uploaded seem to be the ones everybody's downloading. We uploaded the best quality one. You just type Terror Storm into Google Video, something like 15 different Terror Storms come up that people have uploaded. Find the one that says high quality. Well, you can look at it. At the beginning of Terror Storm, there's the quote by George Orwell about an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. On all the bad copies that are on the web, you can't read that text. On the copy we uploaded, you can read it. So that's the one. That's the one that needs to be sent to everybody. People commend me. They go, you'd spend really more than $85,000 to make that film. I'll probably not even ever make that back. I don't care. I'm trying to think about the little bit of money I got in the bank, how to spend that the best to fight the New World Order right now. People say, oh, man, that's so nice of you to give it out for free. And then I get a few people emailing me. They go, hey, we're PrisonPlanet.tv members. What are you doing giving that stuff out for free? We pay for it. Well, number one, I try to email those people back. It's a minority of our members. And I say, listen, when you pay us $5.95 a month, we got to have some money. When you pay us $5.95 a month, you get the TV shows. You get the special reports. You get it in an even higher quality version than Google Video allows. Because even though we upload it in the highest quality version, still Google downgrades it because they can't afford to send it out. You know, people also emailed me saying, you ought to give everything on PrisonPlanet.tv out for free. If I did that, I couldn't pay to get on planes to go places. I couldn't pay my employees. I couldn't pay for the cameras and the videotapes. So we try to balance it. We go, well, we'll give the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And this is not a plug for stuff right now, by the way, folks. This is about my philosophy and the info war. And before we got into fees and met on, what I was talking about how I know we've got the tools to win right now. Okay, so I'm trying to explain something to you. We put the stuff up on PrisonPlanet.tv, all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, Terror Storm, 3 weeks before it was even offered on DVD. And we tried to keep it there for about a month so you'd get first dibs on it as members, even though the country needed it now. It's a catch-22, because if we don't give you some type of great value on PrisonPlanet.tv, why should you even pay for it? Well, the answer is to support us. But I don't ask for donations. I try to give you some type of product so you can have a reason to support us, so we can keep doing our work. Folks, I talk a lot about dying here on air because I'm not a stupid person, and I know what we're up against, and I get death threats, and I know what's going on. I don't like to talk about the things we've been through, the things I've witnessed, and the things I've done. And I'm always thinking, frankly, about finishing my next job, my next work. My only frustration about dying and the chances of being killed by the globalist is that I won't be able to carry on my work, and I won't be there to protect my children, and they may ask, why isn't Daddy here? But I am happy and pleased and honored to be on the front lines. My life is as an offering, is nothing towards liberty. And to a decadent, crazy world where people only think about their lives and only think about themselves, it's so alien to so many people. It's crazy to people on the outside who haven't tuned in to the source. I feel my ancestors. I feel everything they did for me. I feel the sacrifice. I instinctively and spiritually know the type of hell humanity's gone through and the type of bondage we've all been under. And I know how precious liberty and freedom is, and I look at pictures of my children, and I think about their future, and I think about the things that they need to be able to do, and how I want them to control their own destiny. And I think about your children, who I love just as much as mine. The guardian instinct is alive in my breast. And I don't think it's even that special, my friends. They have walled it off from you. They have closed it off from you. You've never tasted it. You've never known what it is to really want to lay down your life for your neighbor, to really do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. God isn't asking you to do something hard there. It's a gift. This is what you're meant to do. This is how you're designed before we became fallen creatures. And I am a fallen creature, but just the shadow of being a true man that I have come to be part of is so much more rewarding. I mean, possessions mean nothing to me. Class and status means nothing to me. And the globalists have sold us on being willing to sell out our families, our futures, everything for a few pieces of silver. And I know I said I'd take your calls. I just realized the power of you going to Google Video and finding the best copy of Terror Storm you can and emailing it out to your entire email list and going to every message board you can find. And every day when you're at lunch sitting there eating a salad or a hamburger or enchiladas or whatever you eat at your hour of lunch or 30 minutes at work, instead of going to the gambling sites or the whatever sites, you know, if you just go and give people Terror Storm. Because, listen, if you'd get the high-quality DVDs from us and make copies on that, I mean, go buy a DVD burner. Go buy three of them. String them together. And start slamming blank DVDs in there and start making copies. And start giving them to people. Then we can wake up the public. Just you, the listeners of this show. Look what we've already done. And I looked out and I realized that the bigger I get and the more effect I have, and it's a catch-22. It makes me safe at one level, but puts me in greater danger at another. All I'm asking you is take my sacrifice and all the sacrifices of the people that have blown the whistle on 9/11, all the insiders, the colonel who they started court-martialing procedures on and then dropped it when he agreed to shut up, everything he went through to expose how the hijackers were government agents. Don't let all the people that have been killed who tried to, John O'Neill and others who tried to blow the whistle. So that people like George Bush and Henry Kissinger and George Shultz and Benjamin Chertoff, excuse me, I keep thinking of his, I keep calling the family member who wrote the hit piece on me, Michael Chertoff, Homeland Security head. So people like them don't get away with what they did. I mean, I've said it, to bring these people down, I'm more than happy to go down with them. I just want to make sure they go down. And things won't be perfect after that, but at least the criminals will scurry back under the rocks and won't be so emboldened and so arrogant and so aggressive and just running around and letting it all hang out in front of us and smiling at us and smirking at us. I'm tired of their arrogance. I'm tired of them getting away with it. I'm tired of all the little business people and yuppies and people in the system who haven't gotten anything out of this thing but just feel like they're part of it and make excuses for it and all. Don't you understand how much danger you're in? Don't you realize what we're facing? I mean, it means nothing to me to be criticized by the government and media and all these people. I don't even care. I don't care what these people think about me. Why do you care what they think about you? You've got to stop caring, folks. And freedom, I think Janis Joplin said it, and it's true, is having nothing else to lose. We don't have anything to lose here. They're getting rid of our country right now. They're getting rid of our currency right now. They got CPS grabbing millions of kids every year, doing things to them in the open that are so horrible it just tears my guts out. We got to bring these people to justice. And it starts right here, now, today. I want you, if you've already got copies of my films and you haven't made copies of them, I want you to start making copies of them. And Terror Storm's absolutely free on the web. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to get a super high-quality version. It's almost as good as TV. Make copies right off the website, right to disk, and give it to people. Call 888-253-3139 and get Terror Storm and give it to everybody you know. And let's expose these murderers. I mean, at the bare minimum, if we expose them much more, if we really push it over the edge, they're not going to be able to carry out terror attacks anymore. They're about to admit that they can't do it anymore. We've almost taken it away from them. That isn't the way they're using it. They could have something so big that then just go to pure martial law, but they know that could really get out of control. We got them between a rock and a hard place, and I intend to keep running them up against the rocks. I mean, just forget the maneuvers, folks. I'm not going to use the mild profanity in the Admiral's quote, but forget the maneuvers. Just go straight at them. Just go straight at them. Just ram them. Ram them. Ram them. Go straight into them.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I went into preacher mode. I told you I'd go to your calls, but I apologize. I'm just not doing it. I don't have time. I just want everybody to know I'm very thankful for all the AM and FM affiliates that we have. I'm very thankful for everybody that spreads the word about this broadcast. We try to do the best jobs we can. We try to work hard for you. We try to tell the truth. We try to do the right research. And we do a pretty darn good job of it some days, most days. I am amazed sometimes just by how evil the globalists are. And how many fronts they're hitting us on. I mean, so many angles. You know, I said I'd get into fluoride. I promised to do that, and I can't break too many here on the show today, but I was digging around during the break. I'm trying to find my stories here about that. I know we've got them posted. Here's one. I found them. That's how many articles I've got, folks. This is just today. UK Daily Mail, Ritalin to carry mental health warning. Several drugs to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder must include new warning information about the risk of heart problems and the psychotic behavior, U.S. health officials said on Monday. And that's because it's certified. It causes all sorts of heart palpitations and explosions, arteries just blowing. I mean, just thousands of kids have died from it. But notice a key drug used for mind control in this country, mass mind control, just like Prozac and the serotonin reuptake inhibitor class of drugs, caused massive suicides. They now have to admit it causes suicide. Oh, my child's a little depressed. Let me give him a drug linked directly to psychotic breaks and suicide. So a big victory right here. The drugs, which include GlaxoSmithKline's Dexedrine and AG's Ritalin, must include a warning about possible risk of sudden death and serious heart problems, as well as psychotic breaks and psychotic behavior. Okay, and well, where's my article? Oh, here it is. I had it right there in the stack. Shot a PR Newswire. New research, fluoride damages children's liver and kidneys. And there are literally thousands of these studies. I mean, governmental studies. Fluoride in drinking water damages children's liver and kidney functions, according to a new study, Environmental Research. Reports the New York State Coalition. And it goes on to report, there's big Chinese studies on this too, where they have big fluoride contamination problems. Ziong and colleagues, doctors write, our results suggest that drinking water fluoride levels at 2.0 per million, and it's a calculation, it's in the average U.S. water supply, can cause damage to liver and kidney functions in children, further dental fluorosis, fluoride discolored teeth can be an indicator of kidney function harm. They report researchers grouped 210 Chinese children ages 10 to 12 by drinking water fluoride and dental fluorosis rates, respectively. Blood, serum, and urine samples were taken. And in the controlled group, of course, there wasn't any liver problems. And in the group that took the fluoride, they had liver problems and showed all the chemicals. Blood, serum, and urine samples revealed. Fluoride levels increased as water fluoride levels increased. Oh, really? Liver and kidney enzymes elevated, indication of liver and kidney damage in children drinking water with fluoride. Liver function can be damaged without the dental fluorosis. You don't need to take the toothpaste fluoride. It's enough to just drink it. And it goes on and on. It's psychotic breaks, hearts exploding, liver problems, and then it links here to cancer. But the government says mercury in vaccines is nutritious, so I'm sure they'll tell us this is good for you, too. About as good as shooting yourself five times in the head with a shotgun. All right, God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. All of you should love life, stand up for life and liberty, and realize that defending life is the key, being thankful for life is the key, and thanking God is the key. I'll see you in Dallas on Saturday. God bless you all. See you back tonight and back tomorrow.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.